This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, July 1st. God's word for you today is compassion, faith, and action. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 3, verse 6 to 7. And it says, "But Peter said, 'I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I will give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk.' Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed." Yesterday, we looked at our first lesson, compassion, from the four friends in the story in Mark 2, verse 1 to 12. Please read. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 24 says, "People should be concerned about others and not just about themselves." Now, it is important to mention that the reason people are not concerned about others is not that they are evil or wicked. The reason people are not concerned about others is that they are concerned about themselves. "I have bills to pay. I have people to take care of. I have this to do. I have that to do." So, we just block our eyes to the needs of others. But the Word of God says we should be concerned about others. Our second lesson of these four men is faith. They had faith. They actually believed Jesus can and will heal their friend. Luke 5 verse 20 says, "When Jesus saw their faith, he said, 'Friend, your sins are forgiven.'" Yes, Jesus saw the faith of the man that was lowered, but it took the faith of his friends to put the man's faith in a position for Jesus to respond to his faith. It is your move. You need to believe that God will step into that your cousin's situation or your spouse's challenge. That is what will propel you to carry them into God's presence. What I am saying is that God wants to use your faith in someone else's life. God wants to use your faith. Most times, we want to use our faith for our own issues, but God wants to use our faith for someone else. Romans 1 verse 12 says, "I want us to help each other with the faith we have. Your faith will help me, and my faith will help you." God wants to use your faith in my life and use my faith in your life. Sometimes we look at other people and we think that our faith cannot do anything for them. Yes, it can. God wants us to help each other with the faith that we have. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11 says, "So encourage each other and give each other strength." God wants you to use your faith in other people's lives, even as he stirs up other people to use their faith in your life. Our third lesson is action. These four men did not just fast and pray for their friend. They took action. Matthew 9 verse 2 says, "They brought to Jesus a man who was paralyzed and lying on a mat." This is Matthew's account of the same event. Their friend was in bad shape, and I am sure they spent time praying for him. But they did not stop there. They demonstrated faith and swung into action. Prayer should be a motivation to act, not an excuse for not acting. The challenge sometimes with us Christians is that we are praying and praying, but we are not acting. It is time to act. It is your move. Sometimes we are in a move of God and our heart goes to certain people who we wish could experience this. That is great, but what are you going to do about it? Are you going to pray? God wants you and I to do something about it. Let us pray. Father, as I reach out to people and bring them before you, heal, deliver, set free, restore, and save them all, my Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.